Good one between the Tigers and the Rays at Comerica Park. Victor Martinez facing Alex Cobb. Quick start for the Tigers in the bottom of the first.
He does, drives it to center field on trot, base hit. Kinsler rounding third. Here comes a throw from Smith. Off target, an RBI single for Victor Martinez.
That's a nice job there by Victor. Yeah, getting that 3-0 fastball and not missing it, not trying to do too much with it. It is right down the middle. It's about 92 miles an hour, sitting on a tee for Victor. He climbs the ladder, gets on top of it, and rips it to center field. With two outs, no problem for Dave Clark to send Ian Kinsler home. And the Tigers on the board first here tonight.
Cobb will throw up the windup. Driven right field on a line. And over the head of the right fielder, Souza. A run will score. JD to second. He's got himself a double. A rocket down the right field line.
It's really fascinating how hard J.D. Martinez has been hitting the ball since he came off the disabled list about a month ago. That's a fastball at 92 that's on the inner third of home plate, and he hits an absolute rocket to right field like a left-handed pull hitter. Souza nearly made an outstanding grab in the outfield, but J.D. Martinez gets a double and another RBI.
Ground ball, it's a diving stop. Castellanos goes to second. For the out there, boy, what a play. Castellanos in a bit at third, and a diving stop to his right, and he got the lead man, the speedster, Malik Smith, at second base.
Those are game-saving plays. This ball is going to be poked by him, and it's going to more than likely be second and third, as you can see out there where Justin Upton was playing. And Malik Smith is for sure going to get to third base, but what a play by Castellanos. The backhanded dive and then able to get the lead runner.
Swung on and belted. Way back to left field and way gone. We are tied.
12th home run of the year by Souza Jr.
RBI number 39 on the season, and just like that, it's a 3-3 game.
And there wasn't nothing cheap about that home run either.
Well, we told you they hit a lot of home runs. There's another one. It's a big one.
Outfield deep in the no doubles. Look all around. Rasmus, Smith, Souza from left over to right. Beckham now in at short. Robertson at second. The 2-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball right field. Going back, Souza looking up. He leaps and it's gone, a home run. Miguel Cabrera just over the outstretched glove of Steven Souza Jr. Tigers walk it off against the Rays.
Yeah, there's that power to the right side. We knew it was still there.
Flips the batting helmet and gets the greeting committee at home plate. Miguel Cabrera with a two-run walk-off home run, and the Tigers take game one against the Rays with a 5-3 win.
Tigers up and the Rays 5-3 on Miguel Cabrera's seventh career walk-off homer, but his first one since 2013. It's just the second win for Detroit in their last seven games. Justin Verlander's control issues persist. He walked five, but his seven innings matched his longest outing of the season from five previous starts. The Tigers continue to hang in there in the AL Central as they got a big win against the Rays on Thursday night, thanks to Miguel Cabrera's seventh career walk-off homer to give the Tigers a 5-3 win. Here is the Detroit skipper commenting on the victory.
It was huge for us and big for him. You know, you kind of get off the schneid. He should be happy about it. It was a good day.
That's 122 homers in the seventh inning or later for him in his career. Is there something special about players who can do that in late game situations, do you think?
I think there's definitely something to be said for guys who can raise their game when there's more pressure or have the game on the line. Quite frankly, I think Miggy does it at all times. Throughout his career, he's been a guy that you fear in the opposing dugout, whether it's the first inning or the ninth inning.
Prior to the game, you and I talked about the foul pitches against Justin Verlander. I think they had 18 against him, but he pitched pretty darn well tonight. What did you like about his outing?
He did. He pitched well. He went deep, a lot deeper than he has the last couple. Still too many walks. And I know he wants to get rid of some of those walks. But overall, he did an excellent job.
Can you share with us the conversation you had with him? Were you thinking about taking him out, or was that a strategic thing you were looking at for the following batter?
Truthfully, I wanted him to stay in there through Longoria, but I was checking to see how he was feeling. If I go out there and he says I'm gassed, I certainly can't leave him in. That's why we had Stumpf and Rodriguez warming up.
Was that an extra long visit, though? It seemed like the umpire came out and you guys were all kind of standing around for a little bit there.
Well, once he said he was standing in, the conversation shifted to the upcoming batter.
You pinch ran for Victor Martinez. It looked from afar that he was limping a little bit. Was that a preventative injury type situation for you? Was that strategic?
No. He just wasn't feeling well. He had had, in the middle of the game, started getting kind of cold sweats and dizzy, and his heart started racing, and it got to a point there that he felt like he couldn't go any longer. So that was the reason. It wasn't his legs or anything like that.
High-stress situation for Francisco Rodriguez, and I know a lot of people will focus on the home run. Did he do some things well besides that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, other than the home run, you're not overly concerned about it, but you certainly don't like the home run either. We're in a situation where we got a couple good guys setting up in Green and Alex Wilson that, quite frankly, if I keep using them the way we've been using them, their arms are going to fall off, and we need another guy to be able to pitch that. Frankie did a nice job the other night in a high leverage situation. Tonight wasn't as great, but we're still going to need another guy to do that, and he's our best option down there.
How do you judge that, though? Because he did have 5 1/3 of scoreless baseball. I believe he gave up the bomb to Hosmer before that, but you know, it does seem like he's trending in the right direction.
He is, and like I said, for us to win, we're going to need that third guy in that seventh, eighth inning role, because you can't consistently throw the same two guys out there night after night. They'll be done, and any hope of making the playoffs will disappear in the last month and a half of the season because they won't be able to pitch. So we need him to pitch well. He's got experience, obviously, pitching in late innings and a high leverage. Tonight wasn't perfect, but we still need him.
We shouldn't lose sight of the at-bat that Alex Avila had there in the ninth either. Even his 3-0, he swings 3-0, it goes to full, and he gets a base knock. This after a guy who had struck out a few times. That's a pretty darn good at-bat for your team in that situation, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. You want to put base runners on, especially when you got the Hardy order coming up, although Victor was out and Machado was on deck. And Alex has had good at-bats all year. He's been one of our most consistent hitters, quite frankly, and I know there's a little extra incentive there because he and Tommy Hunter were roommates in college. So I'm sure Alex's full concentration was there.
It's hard to believe it had been nearly 4 years since Tigers fans had seen a walk-off home run from their all-time slugger Miguel Cabrera, but that was indeed the case as Miggy ended that drought on Thursday with his 7th career walk-off homer and 6th as a Tiger. Here is Cabrera sharing his thoughts on a 5-3 win against the Rays on Thursday night.
I mean, I don't know. I try to stay focused, I try to stay positive, and try to do my job, you know. I do my best in the field and try to make something happen.
What were you looking for in that final at-bat here in the ninth?
I mean, good contact. I mean, I know it's a long time I'm here at home run, but I mean, I try hard, but this happens sometimes.
It's not easy to hit home runs. It had been since May 20th. Does that weigh on you at all?
I mean, we try to win here, you know. It's not about personal numbers. It's not about me, what I'm doing. But what I let you know, tell you something, like, I always want to play 100%. I always want to be, it doesn't matter if I go 4-4, 2-4-4, 3-4-4, but I always want to be there in the field and try to win games.
Nicholas Castellanos made a key defensive play at third base in the seventh, helping Justin Verlander to 7 innings of 2-run ball. Castellanos shared his thoughts following the game.
Sure, to show everybody that we're still competing, we believe in us, we believe in this, all the guys in the clubhouse, you know, and even though we've had a rocky start, you know, to be honest, we're still in the thick of things, so, you know, we're going out there and competing every day.
How much does it help an infielder when Justin Verlander is working at that kind of pace?
It helps because, you know, we're always on our toes, you know. The game moves along and we kind of don't get stuck, so to speak, or, you know, on our heels.
I think there's times where we in the media and even fans almost take Miguel Cabrera for granted with clutch situations. He's got 122 homers from the seventh inning or later in his career. What is it about him, do you think, in late games that allows him to rise to such occasions?
Read his jersey, man. It says Cabrera on the back of it. He's a special guy, you know, and just a special hitter, baseball player, person, really. So, Tigers fans, take advantage of that.
With a scoreless ninth inning and two strikeouts, Justin Wilson got the win after Miguel Cabrera belted his seventh career walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. Here is Wilson sharing his thoughts with the media after Thursday's 5-3 win.
I mean, that last game was over after that inning. I mean, just kind of bounce back. It's life of a reliever. You can't dwell on it. It's too long of a season for that.
What'd you have going for you tonight in that inning that, you know, let you build off things like this?
Yeah, my cutter was really good, and then threw a couple of good sliders or curveballs, whatever you want to call them. Thought I located a little bit better, and thought I was, you know, behind the ball a little bit better. Haven't felt that in a while.
These are back-to-back teams, Arizona, Tampa, very aggressive teams and with a lot of power. Does it give you any hesitation? And if so, how do you approach a team like this that can swing for the fences and drive the ball the way they do?
I mean, I like facing guys that swing. Hopefully you get early contact and a quick out. But no, it's not going to change anything for us pitchers. You know, maybe in a 3-0 or 3-1 count, you might be a little bit smarter. But, you know, we're going to stay with our strengths and try to make pitches.
All right, you're in the bottom of the ninth. You're in the dugout. You're watching Miguel Cabrera stride to the batter's box. What's going through your head? What's going through your mind?
Well, I asked him how he felt because I think he's a little banged up, but I'm sure he'll be just fine. I told him I'll go hit it over the fence, and clearly he does that well, so he did.
Nostradamus action for
yeah,
you.
Right? No, he's the best hitter. He is. He's great and fun to watch, fun to be around.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with Brad Ausmus before the game about this. Not since May 20th had he homered. That's a long stretch of games. Do you guys recognize that? Do you notice that, or is that nothing you guys really pay attention to until we bring it up?
No, I mean, what we notice is we know that Miggy's not hot, and when Miggy's hot, he can win ball games by himself. So that's what's the key there is, when he's going well, no one can stop him.
The Tigers sent Daniel Norris to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Orozmo Ramirez.